May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Worthy or not worthy? This gospel story of Jesus healing a centurion's slave from a distance is a powerful one, and it also raises some questions. And first of all, it may help to just point out some obvious problems we may have on hearing this story with our 21st century sensibilities. Because the story happens in the context of slavery, and slavery is abhorrent to us. So how do we deal with the fact that the story is about a Roman centurion and his slave? In Jesus' day, it was common for people to have servants, slaves, and these servants or slaves were people who in that culture did not have any voice or any rights. They may have been treated better in general than the slaves were in this country, but they were still slaves with almost no power. The second thing is that we just have to guess at the motivation of the centurion. We don't know. We can't know. Why was he asking Jesus to heal his slave? Was this person dear to him as a member of his household? Or was he really just concerned with the bottom line, the dollars and the cents that this slave brought him? Was the centurion worthy or not worthy? Another question this passage raises is, why was Jesus amazed? What was it about the centurion's faith that amazed Jesus so that he said to the crowd, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith"? Worthy or not worthy? The centurion sent some of the Jewish elders to Jesus at first for them to ask Jesus to come and heal his slave. "He is worthy," the leaders said to Jesus. "He is not a Jew, but he loves the Jewish people, and he even built our synagogue for us. He is worthy." But when Jesus was not far from the house, the centurion basically stopped him. He sent some friends out to tell Jesus, to give him this message, "I am not worthy. Lord, do not trouble yourself," the message said, "for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you. But only speak the word, and let my servant be healed." I remember praying something like this. It's actually in the liturgy of the celebration of a new ministry. So when the bishop was here and installed me as your rector, that always sounds like an appliance, but it's a celebration of new ministry or installation of a new rector. This was one of the prayers in the service. So listen to this. It comes right out of this gospel passage. "O Lord my God, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Yet you have called your servant to stand in your house and to serve at your altar. Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof." Worthy or not worthy? In our own Eucharistic liturgies, we hear both that we are worthy and that we are not worthy. In Rite 2, Eucharistic Prayer B, which we will use today, we hear this. In these last days, you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. And then in Rite 1, some of you are familiar with Rite 1, that we have at the 8 o'clock service. Every week we pray this prayer. It's called the Prayer of Humble Access. And it has these words. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. The centurion declared himself unworthy to have Jesus come into his house, but he asked for the healing of his servant. And he believed that Jesus could and would do this without ever seeing the servant or touching the servant. The centurion believed in Jesus' authority. He addressed Jesus as Lord. And Jesus was amazed by this man's faith. He healed the servant, the least powerful one in this story. And he praised the faith of this centurion. Worthy or not worthy? Cynthia Bourgeau, one of my teachers and priest, says that this phrase, Lord, I am not worthy, is better translated from the Greek as, Lord, I am not ready. In the mercy of time, she says, sometimes things come to us in an orderly way when we are ready. So perhaps to ask the question, worthy or not worthy, is the wrong question. It's not an either or, it's a both and. Worthy and not worthy, or perhaps ready and not ready. Jesus doesn't talk about worthy and not worthy. That concern is ours, being human, who want to put things into neat categories, be on the right side of things, decide who's in and who's out. There's nothing that we can do to make ourselves worthy. But in Jesus' eyes, all are worthy. Because Jesus loves. Jesus loves all people without discriminating between them. He healed the centurion's slave, an outsider's servant. That's what unconditional love is, without discrimination. That's why it's sometimes so difficult for us to grasp it. Because we are worthy and not worthy, ready and not ready, all at the same time. And that's not the point, really. The point is that Jesus loves us all.